After witnessing disease and poverty in the slums of New York, Italian immigrant Francesca Cabrini embarks on a daring journey to persuade the hostile mayor to provide housing and healthcare for hundreds of orphaned children. This is the story of Cabrini. This is a historical biography. It's listed as a biography and a drama. The film stars Christina Dellana as Cabrini, John Lithgow as Mayor Gold, David Morse as Archbishop Corrigan, Carlo Giannini as Pope Leo XIII. It was released in March 2024, and it runs 2 hours and 22 minutes. It was produced by Angel Studios, who also produced The Sound of Freedom, which was a hit last summer. IMDb lists the budget for Cabrini as being $50 million. So far worldwide, the film has grossed $19 million. Now, this is one of 3 Catholic-based movies that just came out. The other two were the horror flicks Immaculate and The First Omen. This one is not a horror movie. This one is instead a heart-wrenching story about a Catholic nun who moves to New York to help hundreds of orphaned kids try to find a home, get them out from living in the sewers, and taking care of them. This film was based on a true story, although it diverges in a couple of places from what really happened. Overall, it was basically what happened. And so what you had was Sister Cabrini was really determined to help these children. She was being helped by the Catholic Church, but they didn't give her all the help she needed. She didn't really have a place to stay. She didn't have all of the resources they needed to be able to take care of these kids. In fact, she was told that she couldn't go out on the street and beg for money. She couldn't ask anyone for money. So she had all these challenges to fund what she was trying to do. That was what made the film interesting, was her struggles. All the while, she was also failing health-wise. She was struggling with her own health condition, some kind of a tuberculosis-related illness. What could I say about Cabrini other than it was a really neat story? It told a heartwarming story that had you gripped from the beginning to the end. Even though the film is 2 hours and 22 minutes, it didn't feel like it was that long. The fact that it was a true story brought it home. It made it all the more better. As the credits rolled, there were some photographs and there was some text that showed the real Sister Cabrini, what happened with her and the other nuns. Her initial goal was not just to have one orphanage, but was to help people worldwide. But she's only one person, so she had to kind of pick something and go for it. And that's what she did in New York. So overall, I really enjoyed Cabrini, and I would give it 5 stars. It was just an amazing film. I highly recommend it.